You're listening to SBS News.
Before coronavirus, traditional media was already losing revenue to social media. Many people are choosing to read news from their Facebook feed rather than buy a newspaper or tune in to an evening TV news bulletin. Now, the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, wants a mandatory code of conduct which would see tech giants like Facebook pay for news content.
We believe this is critical for the future viability of our media sector. And it's all about competition and creating a level playing field.
The move has the backing of Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
This blowtorch being applied to the big tech companies, those tech giants, is long overdue, but we're glad to see it finally happening.
The ACCC has been tasked with creating the code. Chairman Rod Sims admits there's no guarantee it'll work.
But look, there's no guarantees. We'll certainly put out there a code. That code will have the force of legislation. There'll be penalties applying. As I say, hopefully we can come up with something that the media companies can live with, the platforms can live with, so that we get a better sharing. But no, look, it's a complex exercise.
Spain and France have already tried and failed to make Google and Facebook pay for locally produced content. If Australia succeeds, it would be a first. In a statement, Facebook said it was disappointed with the government's announcement. It says it's invested millions of dollars locally to support Australian publishers through content arrangements, partnerships, and training for the industry. Google, too, released a statement. It says it's worked for many years to be a collaborative partner to the news industry, helping them grow their businesses through ads and subscription services and increase audiences by driving valuable traffic. The Treasurer says he knows he has a huge challenge ahead.
But we understand the challenge that we face. This is a big mountain to climb. These are big companies that we're dealing with. But there's also so much at stake, so we're prepared for this fight.
But Professor Amanda Lotz, a media scholar from Queensland University, says the code won't secure the future of Australian media.
The additional revenue is sort of the equivalent to painting the outside of your house at the same time that your foundation is crumbling. Internet distribution and the ability to share news through social media, but also the advertising products that those companies offer have just really changed where newspapers fit, the value proposition that they can offer. And it's taken away a lot of the bits of advertising that made newspapers viable that can't be replaced.
The ACCC's draft code will be released in July. Rachel Carey, SBS News.